Good evening and welcome. Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance of CBS Sports. I'm proud to say I'm a Houstonian, but I consider myself really fortunate to be able to call Janice and Bob McNair my friends. They are just incredible givers to our community. I know that virtually everyone in this room right now knows that, but they have been titans not only for the city of Houston, but for so many people across the country. Again, welcome to the luminaries of the game. I can't think of two people that are more deserving for this night than Janice and Bob. They have hearts of gold. They are givers and believers in everyone they meet. And here are just a few of the folks that want to tell you about some of the things that they've done for others.
Both my parents grew up in very humble circumstances. It's a wonderful, true American story.
They're the heart of the Texans, obviously. And to me, what that does is that creates so much value for the citizens of Houston. It makes our city just a better place to live.
Wherever you go in the community, if you're associated with the McNairs, there's a kind of halo effect that comes from that, that opens doors and possibilities.
My folks, that's something they have, they take a lot of pride in, and being a part of that.
If they see things that need to be done, they roll up their sleeves and just go to work and they get things done.
Even now they move at a very fast pace and they're full of energy and they have lots of ideas. And just when you think that maybe things are going to be the status quo for a while, they've got a new idea.
They're very special people and they're very supportive, and they're very supportive of one another. Bob McNair, along with Jamie Root, they made a call to me about wanting to come to City Hall along with a number of their players to talk about how they could work with me, how they could work with the city to making sure that our city moved forward in a very positive and progressive fashion.
My goodness, Bob and Janice McNair have been probably some of the biggest philanthropists in the city. I mean, from what they've done at Rice University or the Medical Center, I mean, it's just amazing their contribution to the community.
What's most impressive to me is the foresight that the McNairs have had to invest in intellectual development and intellectual capital. It's been hugely beneficial to Baylor College of Medicine and the Texas Medical Center in general.
Bob and Janice McNair started a program known as the McNair Scholars back in 1998. About 20 McNair scholars a year that come from any of the 49 states outside of South Carolina are eligible because they wanted our great university to become better known far and wide. And they call themselves McNairs. They don't even call themselves McNair scholars, so the word McNair in South Carolina has become a noun.
Bob and Janice McNair were incredibly involved in the bid, and I got to tell you that without the McNairs, there would be no Super Bowl in Houston in 2017.
This is our opportunity on a major stage to tell Houston's story.
The McNairs do a fantastic job of leading by example, and at the base of all of this, it's really grounded in a genuine care for human beings.
My dad's father taught him, you can't go wrong by doing what's right. We try to live our life that way. You can't go wrong by doing what's right.
Bob McNair, Janice McNair are just tremendous assets for the city of Houston.
Well, Janice and Bob McNair are probably two of Houston's most generous, modest people. And as a perfect example, I'm a diary keeper. So I looked this up and found that on October 28, 1997, I flew with Janice and Bob McNair to Columbia, South Carolina. Bob McNair, one of Houston's most philanthropic and nicest citizens, had given a science and technology building to Columbia College, named after me. Janice had gone to Columbia College, where she and Bob met. I was flattered beyond words, but for the life of me, I still can't think why they should have named it after me and not Janice. Now, these are two very modest people. I told my children, of course they should have named it after me, considering all that I know about those subjects. Not one thing. Janice and Bob McNair are what George Bush calls true points of light. We love them.
Hi, I'm Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and I send my congratulations to my good friend Bob McNair on hosting his second Super Bowl in Houston, Texas. Bob's work to bring an NFL team back to Houston has instilled the city and our entire state with tremendous pride and an even greater passion for the sport we love so much. I'd also like to thank both Janice and Bob for their incredible generosity, helping to provide vital research funding to our world-class medical institutions. Bob, your strong faith, love of family, and commitment to helping your fellow Texans is a constant inspiration. May God bless you, and may forever bless the great state of Texas.